Good morning, welcome to Donna Darke, Tashi Delay. We're here for Medicine Buddha Jinang initiation with Kenshin Rinpoche. Kenshin Rinpoche is one of our lineage teachers and is our advisor for chaplaincy program and for our contemplative and Dharma study program. Rinpoche has graciously accepted to come on a regular basis when he returns from India next year. Very honored to have such a wonderful scholar and practitioner as part of our temple. We're also very honored to have Geshe Sewangla and the Lamas and Geshes from Nari Institute to put together and bless the San Mandala of Medicine Buddha. They're here on a fundraising tour for the school in Ladakh. I'd like to become myself regular sponsor of the Institute and invite people to become sponsors themselves. We're accepting donations now through the rest of the afternoon. And there's also a binder that we've put together that gives a very good description of each of the students. It's really wonderful. So where's Dave? Where's the person that's... He just left. Okay. So you can meet with him. It's very auspicious that we have the San Mandala, that we're doing the initiation, that we're doing the practice, and we're all together on that. I'd like to mention we have... a large number of programs here where we've built up the temple and decorated it and brought in teachers, and now we're ready to do the programs, which involve the chaplaincy program, a contemplative program, meditation. We've already had several retreats at Lotus View Ranch, and a Dharma studies program. Geshe Damchila and Susan will be doing a Lamrim course every Saturday. Starting when? Yeah, already, yeah, so. Okay, yes. For people that would like to take refuge, I would like them to do the Lamrim course. It's really important in our tradition to know what you're doing and to ask questions. So, but we also have a sacred arts program. We have a very special child program called Little Buddhas. We'll be starting up a mother support group, is that right? We have a long time mindful recovery group for people recovering from addictive behaviors that meets Sunday morning. And we have a Tai Chi yoga movement program. And I'd like to say we also have a garden program. Where's our gardeners? Yeah, okay. I'd like to call the program Garden Awakening. Is that all right? All right, good. So please know that we'll be doing the initiation and then having an offering line, kata offering line after the initiation. We will then take a break for lunch, and then we'll come back in a few hours, and there will be the dissolution ceremony, and at which time we'll also travel to the river. So I know some of you want to make it for that. And so this is kind of an all-day event almost, right? Like that. And then also we'll be filmed, right? Is that correct, Autumn? Yeah? Okay, good. Thank you, Rinpoche.
Rangi, don't go on, Om Benza Samaya Zaj. Give me the money, Ta ende ri don. Jena guye la. A. Oya, nyel dong be. La so.
By the positive potential I create by listening to the Dharma, may I happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the joyful happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from holding some close and others distant. Respectfully, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I confess all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time, and rejoice in the virtuous actions of all ordinary and noble beings. Please, Buddha, who remains our guide, to turn the wheel of Dharma until samsara ends. Through the merit created by myself and others, may the two bodhicittas ripen, and may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Mendipuya imata ta, kondu dunya imata, adan dana dikara, puyina dikara. The prayer, right?
This offering I make of the precious jewel mandala, together with other pure offerings in the earth, and the virtues we have collected throughout the three times with our bodies, speech, and mind. Oh, my masters, my young, three precious jewels, I offer all to you with unwavering faith. Accepting these out of your kindness and compassion, please send forth waves of your blessings. This offering I make of the precious jeweled mandala, together with other pure offerings and wealth, and the virtues we have collected throughout the three times with our body, speech, and mind. O my masters, my nidans, and three precious jewels, I offer all to you with unwavering faith. Accepting these out of your boundless compassion, please send forth waves of your blessings. This offering I make of the precious jeweled mandala, together with other pure offerings and wealth, and the virtues we have collected throughout the three times with our body, speech, and mind. O my masters, my idams, and the three precious jewels, I offer all to you with unwavering faith. Accepting these out of your boundless compassion, please send forth waves of your blessings. Idam Guru Rahma Manala Kam Niryata Yam.
That's a good go. Now I think enough. Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. Oh, that melagi. Melagi jana che into ta kanda kulun la ya ani nangge thada nyam be senje thaji yetun do lana me ba yanda ba zo be sanje ji komba rombo ji chine chang thoba cha thi che do ani nge membe ji melachi de ge jana de shugi sa be ani kulun chanju ge sem ma da chwa ma chunji ge sem ba ji gu re
Now, in order to take a part in this Medicine Buddha's subsequent permission or the initiation, we must adjust our motivation, and how one should adjust our motivation, at least our motivation should be very altruistic motivation, by thinking that in order to benefit the all dear mother sentient beings whose number are equal to the infinite space, in order to benefit all dear mother sentient beings, I'm going to participate in this Medicine Buddha initiations.
Ta jidang ha zo chue che se ya di kar su kore ta ke chenpo ani tuan da chenpo 아니 가르쳐 그래다 인지게 자나 시리스로 지단 최체세야 되네 하버드 나 당하게 추 상하게 추 대난다 왕당 재난다 티다 롱 세야든 저 간가 다 인지게 더 맞으나 시리스 비즈니스 레이스
Now, in general speaking, like to engage in Dharma practice, so this could mean a very serious business. So, like to engage in a Dharma practice, it's a serious business, and particularly like in like a tantra aspects of the Dharma practice, such as receiving initiation, oral transmission, commentary, and so forth. So, like a one must take this as a serious and sincere in this practice.
And then, Karasoga, Dachidangi, Chidangi, Vishinitinare, Tangal, Nagi, Tangwang, Shusag, Lamasinare, and Janan Shusa, Lamasinate, the Karasoga, Lamegi, any Cheju, Tangu, Tangum, into Susu, Taji, the Ketchumburis.
So before one, like a really jumped into this Dharma practice, it is important and healthy to investigate, to examine teachers' qualifications before one really commits into taking initiations from, particularly tantric initiations from the masters. It is very important to examine the qualifications of the teacher, because it's a serious business. Therefore, it's important to examine.
Da ko tinye liya ani lame ki tinye diliya ani tang doni sheba tang ngani sheba tang da tinye mangbo sunga yero da shinye towa sheba ni sheba sene doji jen din ma sunga ya tinde tang ani ngani sunde da tinye ju da jiji da mangbo sunga yero da kanda suzu ki ani chu chita nyemba tamji da injimiji lame duji sha guyo na mena ta ngāgi tā khanda wāng tāng jē nāng tāng tā tī tāng lōng tāng tēndē chāng tēngwane rāng sūsū lō tōp gugūyō na ane chūsā tī lāyā ane sūsū kē lāme dūshī shāng nā mā tō tōp gīyō mā rēs kū kī chīlāp sī na jūpa sī na tī tōp gīyō mā rēs tē yundē ane o tā chū chūsā kē wāng tāng tī tāng lōng tāng mē ngā tēndē chūsā kē ane lāma tē tīngi tāng guāy tī ane kē chīmbu rēs ane tē tāk jē chī gugū rēs yam jū tō chē chē ane karso korita nangze ganga shugat dhwane thobge yume khanshi te lame dushi susu ki lama teng lame karso korita wangda tida lunda menga dikiti ane susu ki chwe shusa dili ya lalo ki ane thamsik ji mena ane thobge yoma reis.
So they are like, in general speaking, there are some established guidelines for the qualifications of the teacher, both in sutra aspect and the tantra aspect, and such as in sutra aspect, ornaments of the clear realization text mentioned that teachers should be subdued, very subdued, and so forth. And in the tantra, like their qualifications, such as like a okay, in the sutra, also there are 10 qualifications according to the ornaments of clear realization, such as subdued, very subdued, and so forth. And tantra literatures, we can also find the 10 qualifications of teachers, such as like a 10 suchness qualities of teachers. Now, it is really important for a student, before one establish a relationship as a teacher and the students, it is important from the student's side, from the student's point of view, to examine the qualifications of the teacher. And it is very true, particularly in tantra aspects. There are some leniency in terms of the sutra, in terms of like if one listens a sutra aspects of the teaching, it is not necessary to regard the person, the one who teach it as a teacher. There's some leniency, but in tantra aspects, if the master of the ceremony who is giving the empowerment or commentary or oral transmission, then there is no such leniency, right? So like the student has established the relationship of teacher and disciple. However, again, like just receiving empowerment doesn't automatically count as one receives the full initiation or empowerment, because there are certain prerequisites and requirements in order to fully receive the empowerments. Now here again, so just like because of all this, it is important again, re-underlining the importance of the checking the qualifications. Otherwise, people could be vulnerable in terms of easily jumped into those higher tantric practice and later leads to the regret. So therefore, in order to avoid all those unfortunate circumstances, the first step is to examine yourself whether I'm ready to receive such empowerment or not, and whether the teacher has those qualifications or not.
When I say those qualities need to be have for the lamas, that doesn't mean I am qualified, okay? So I'm just general my opinions to my Dharma friends. I just giving suggestions. When you receive those tantra teachings, not just like a lecture, so you have to have a very close relationship with your lamas. And when we talk about the qualifications, that the sutra there for 10 different qualifications, lamas qualities, and then tantra, they have many qualities. So my suggestions for you guys is not just not just look at all the coefficients, qualities toward the ones lamas. It's very difficult to find the lamas. I mean, all the qualities.
Yeah. So on the other hand, if one is seeking a master who has all those qualifications, then it could be a very rare to find such a master.
Yeah. So if we want to have all the qualities from the sutra and tantra, then it's very, very difficult to find the one person has all that qualities. So we may find some. It's very difficult. So most important, my thinking is, you should look at their lineage. This the authentic lineage or not? And then you should look at these lamas. Ethics, morals, and how serious she or he do the practice, how serious she or he follows their commitment or vows or those things, right? Those obviously we can find out. And I think those are very important, and it's kind of like a controversial or scandal or something. Now, used to be we thinking about in the Buddhist community, it's okay, something like that, right? And recent year, there are some controversials, right? And some well-known lamas and very, I mean, seems very good lamas, and some we already knew some bad news, right? It's not good for every community. So it's not good, it's not helpful for the private practice. So some may be very difficult. They already have some kind of a teacher and student relationship, and something happens, it's very hard. So I mentioned that the serious business myth, that's really serious. When we do the practice, and in general, the practice of Buddhism is serious, and also when you do, when we do the tantric practice, it's very serious. So we have to be very careful and need to investigate by yourself. And not just that, and when we say, talk about the teacher qualification, right? And students, they have a qualification. So you have to look at yourself, whether I am ready to be part of that guru's student or not. I mean, so both important. How to call it, like a personal level, you have to have a good teacher, but you have to be qualified in order to become qualified teacher's student, right? So I just I'm saying so my opinions. Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm saying like, okay, today I'm doing the Mela initiation. So I'm not trying to saying like, okay, I'm qualified. I'm not qualified teacher. That's I'm sure it doesn't mean. So I have those lineage, this nation's unbroken lineage bliss from my gurus. That's all I have. So I think I will able to pass to you guys. Okay. That che di kulong de dinde chero ma sim je tham je yitun do ta ja lana me ba yang da ba san je ko ma to ba cha o nyen be ani kulong tinde je ngane ni chue nyen gu res.
So the motivation should be like in order to benefit all dear mother sentient beings, I'm going to participate in this very initiations.
And kanye ge chue de da tang ge kro cho ga kro na de shi tong do dong ge da ran ro she ge da chi ge ya go du de tong ba yang da bo zu be san ji tin ni du je nam ji san ba dam kam dam pa la nya wa go ne chue ji pung bu ji di shi dong sun ba ne pa re do chim be tik ba dang sang ga ji tik ba ni le ni de sang ga ge tik ba re s.
So
ta ende la phana dik do ta chue ta khar sa do da nga ni ge na ne ndi taring ada mele ge jena che de nga ge kong re s.
Now, in general speaking, in terms of the Buddhist presentation of its teachings, usually presented in terms of a sutra aspect of the teaching and a tantra aspects of the teaching. And for this very initiation, falls under the category of tantra aspects of the teaching. And within the tantra teachings, there are four classes of tantra, such as action tantra, kriya tantra, yoga tantra, anuyoga tantra. And out of those four tantra classes, and this particular initiation falls to the action tantra. In within the action tantra, there are two subdivisions, the general and the specifics, and this initiation falls under the category of the specifics.
That any susuk ju de la yang any dishishiberik pemerik dojirik nuburik ngenzenjirik jikdengirik senerik tuyo banane and the dishishiberik res.
So in this category, like a specific category of action tantra, they are further classified into six different families, and this particular initiation falls under the Tathagata families.
This is be rig de la yang ani rig minda wa je yu be na ne ani anda de rig ji zo de res.
So in this Tathagata family, they are the gero. They are the eight further classifications, and out of those eight, this particular initiation is the supreme.
Ta chawe jula ani ju meda wa bo yewe na ne ta anda mela song e di anda khara ju na na khare song ta mela do je je ba se chi che ani mela nga ji ta ba se chi di shi che ba dun ji mela che ba anda nga na mela mela do jo de de chi sung do mela ji che ba je be sung se chi to o de de ki ji su ta ne su re so di re sa ra to mela do je je ba che me ji nga ji ta ba che ani che ba ji Malam ji chabar ji bi sung, teki ji su thang reis. Tadi khanda dine kung di, mele ki kung di reis, dodi.
So now in order to establish the authenticity of the lineage of this teaching, so this particular initiation, it can be traced up to the tantric text. It's called like a 800 verses of Medicine Buddhas. And then it also like the supplications of the seven or eight medicine Buddhas tantric texts, and those are the reference texts or textbook in terms of the tantric textbook in order to establish the authenticity of the unbroken lineage.
That you teda ki jesu dhane ene kinji bodhisattva lo soba ki tebe ene mela Ani oh that chidungi janang samudi ani bua cheba la ani lame ki chawatang lome chawa ni lame chawa la ani oh ta daje gomba dunje duba lome dundo sowata bala soba yoba nani dundo kanga dro simba che ani dishin do ta gela toma jimba ta toma jimba la lama zo ta songa china shiwe jamba thabu jamba thabu ani shida seme jamba asne ta kanda Tering di loma namlia ani mele jena chebala padu jube ge tamje ani thangi gedo tamme kalia ani jazu pharu du te cha yores ani te cha yores ambe meba china ya yores.
So now this particular lineage is of initially transmitted from the Indian master Shanti Rakshita. And later transmitted to the lineage masters from Tibet, and it is alive unbrokenly up to now. And now, so with this, in order to impart the actual ceremony of Medicine Buddha initiation, there are two steps needs to be done. First step is from the master of the ceremony, and from the master of ceremony, there are three steps he already performed prior to this ceremony, such as it's called like a sep generation, and creating the front generation, and we finished the master of ceremony also finished the gigdo offerings. So the gigdo offering is a ritual symbolized the chasing away the obstacles for this event away from the oceans and establishing this place as excellent conditions for imparting this ceremonies. So all those three stages, steps already are finished. So I received this initiation from the late Gyabje Dema Lodzhi Rinpoche, and also of course I have received from the other masters too.
Ta di chine lome gi chawe rimba la ani ngoga de joba la ani tru da cha da menda la soba yoba na ni ta thangi di tham de ne menda phu gu or da menda nyel phu thar tang do tru che cha che ta menda la soba di ne khanga drup sim ba che.
So now the second step consists of the actions that needs to be taken from the student side, such as cleansing our body, speech, mind, that we have finished the water that we have received prior to entering into this temple. And then, and second step is to making paying respect, such as bowing down, right? And third one is making mandala offering, which we did at the before. So so all those three steps were finished.
Ta menda de tsawa che ro. Ta sowa deba de che. Sondebi de inda ta.
Now, next step is making requests to the master of ceremonies to impart the initiation of medicine Buddha. So now we are going to request the master of the ceremony, who is inseparable with the actual medicine Buddha, and for him, with a joy in our heart, in seeing the master who is inseparable form of medicine Buddha, and to him we are requesting with our heart filled with the joy, and requesting him to impart this initiation. So with this state of mind, please repeat after the master. Now next step is taking the Bodhisattva vows.
Ta janju sembe domba len ale domba len be yu korwa ta yu ene ta tangi dunji gom dende chine yo ta yore ta lama dang ane o sanje me je lang ane la ngo ye me ane dun la yu samba che so shin se ta go ta domba len be so shin domba len be yu.
Now in order to take the Bodhisattva vow, first of all, we must visualize the merit field from whom we are going to take the Bodhisattva vows. So for this visualization, since the Master of Ceremony already created the front generation, and front generations here refers to medicine Buddha along with all the Buddhas of the three times and all the Bodhisattvas who are encircling the Buddha. So, like, imagine that the
Koshu Dungu Danya Dango Jaron Dilata Lama Sanjing Samba Che.
Listen.
Adi Wode and Ma Tungu Dangi, near the Shimaja when she jabs out of it. Lama Sanjing Way Samba Che. And the Nangala, Lama the Nisum, Sanji Mela, Zoko Namla, Sanji Mela and the Tangi, the Shi Dundua, the Shi Dun Che, and the Tadi Takola Sanji Changu Sambata.
Now, in this visualization, so please visualize the Guru, the Lama, who is inseparable form of medicine Buddha. So along with the medicine Buddha, so like you also visualize the seven medicine Buddha, and in also all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the Dagadaginis. So amidst a huge assemble of all those enlightened beings.
Takanda and the Dombalimbe Yu any da Sanjimela Sobata, then Shinshinda, sometime Gurada, Daja Dombashajatova Sobata, and then Lama Tambakanda, and it Matama Mabongosum do shoe, you, Sambache, anything, Malaya, Domba Lembe Rangundo Dawla, any Jamdoche, the Quashaya, Gavala Jesu Yera, Takanda Society of Janjer.
So now after we visualize this merit field, right? So the our guru, our master, who sits in the center of this huge assembles of all the enlightened beings, and then to them we are making a seven limbs of offering, beginning with the taking refuge and confession of our negativities and the rejoicings.
Any day jalayata sanje chanju yiji sung se tigda chanju sim sung etiche.
Then it follows with the rest of the seven limbs, and at the end of this stanza, so holding the mind of the bodhicitta. In order to take the Bodhisattva's vow, we need to repeat after the master. And while we repeat after the master, it is really important to reflect on the meaning of those lines. And in English, the meaning of those lines are, first is taking refuge from the three jewels, and then genuinely recalling all those negative actions that one have committed, and generating remorse and regret through those actions, and then rejoicing to all the positive actions that are done by others and oneself. And then fourth one is generating aspirational bodhicitta. Aspirational bodhicitta refers to, in order to benefit all dear mother sentient being, may I achieve the supreme state of enlightenment. And that's the aspirational bodhicitta, and followed with the engaging bodhicitta. So engaging bodhicitta here refers to not just generating an altruistic mind, in order to benefit all dear mother sentient being, may I achieve the enlightenment. Not just this aspiration, rather willingly to take actions, actual actions, to benefit the all dear mother sentient being. So one needs to reflect on those steps or the stages of transforming one's mind to become more conducive to receive the Bodhisattva's vow.
Okay. Repeat after me, okay? Kunjo sunla da jiao che.
Kunjo sunla da jiao che.
Digba tam jie su su sha.
Digba tam jie su su sha.
Okay, I will cut the verses, okay? Dove gela.
Dove gela.
Ji rang.
Ji rang.
Sangje changju.
Sangje changju.
Yi ji sung.
Yi ji sung.
Sangje chue dang.
Sangje chue dang.
Cho cho la.
Cho cho la.
Changju bardo.
Changju bardo.
Da jab che.
Da jab che.
Rangshin tune.
Rangshin tune.
Rab dub che.
Rab dub che.
Changju simne.
Changju simne.
Che bar ji.
Che bar ji.
Changju chogi.
Changju chogi.
Simne che ji ne.
Simne che ji ne.
Simjen tamje.
Simjen tamje.
Da ge dun do nye.
Da ge dun do nye.
Changju ju jo.
Changju ju jo.
Yun che bar ji.
Yun che bar ji.
Dola penje.
Dola penje.
Sangje du bar sho.
Sangje du bar sho.
Tadig Len Dambosone, any that Lenny Vecasoya, Tang and the Changu Semke, Pentang, any, or Ranjin Tigin Yemela Sobat and Desamlo Tang, any Munji Changu Semba and Jobat and the Timber Chene, any, oda chanju sim ding ngi bar chi gu du ma jin na dig min du di che ba chi gi te ma sen je tan je gi tan dan je la na me ba yan da ba zu ba san je yi ko ba to ba chi gi ani che be sim de ani ngi oda chi zu chanju ma do ba da tong gi me ani me do wa che wa ma se ani ngi ja se gi jo ba la yang ani lo bar tham chi gi yi san be ta kan da ku long dang gi le ya yang ani o sem ba da ba sim chu do chi
So with this, we have finished the first repetition of the verses for Buddha's taking Bodhisattva's vow. Now we are going to recite the second times, and during the second time, again, reinforce our sense of taking Bodhisattva's vow, and reminding ourselves that the downside of cherishing for oneself, the disadvantage of cherishing for oneself by thinking that cherishing for oneself is source of all the problems, and also embracing the sense of caring for others, right? The more one cares for the others' well-being, the greater it really uplifts one closer to the achieving bodhicitta, and also reminding the past masters, their footsteps, how past bodhisattvas and the masters have engaged in the practice. I myself too follow their examples. So here the most important thing is one must generate a stronger or more intense wish to achieve enlightenment, to benefit all dear mother sentient being. And for this reason, I'm going to engage in the actual actions that can really benefit all dear mother sentient beings. And for this reason, I'm going to take the Bodhisattva's vow. So here, really, like, important thing here is reinforce this sense of altruistic. So with this, repeat the second repetition.
Kunjo sum la da jeb che.
Kunjo sum la da jeb che.
Dikba tham je.
Dikba tham je.
So so sha.
So so sha.
Dwe ge la.
Dwe ge la.
Ji rang.
Ji rang.
Sang je chang ju.
Sang je chang ju.
Yi ji sung.
Yi ji sung.
Sang je chue dang.
Sang je chue dang.
Cho cho la.
Cho cho la.
Chang ju pha do. Da jeb che. Rang xin dwe ne.
Rang xin dwe ne.
Rab du che re.
Rab du che.
Chang ju sim ne.
Chang ju sim ne.
Che bar ji.
Che bar ki.
Chang ju cho ge.
Chang ju cho ge.
Sim ne ji ji ne.
Sim ne ki ki ne.
Sim jen tham je.
Sim jen tham je.
Da ge dun do nye re.
Da ge dun do nye.
Chang ju ju cho.
Chang ju ju zong.
Yin hong che bar ji.
Yin hong che bar ki.
Do la phen je re.
Do la phen je.
Sang je du bar sho.
Sang je du bar sho.
Ho da de ge le nye ba su ne ni. Da le sun be ge ni je de che be ka la yang. Da ya sang je lam mi be te ba. Ma sim je lam mi be chang. Ninja the Chambala Soba Chene, that Magasinja Tamji Tendo, any Narang Sanji Koma Rumboji, the Nuwa Nuwa Toba Majena, or that Chene Dia Mindu, some the same, and it's Karsavorda, or Gaju Demagasem, the Niji Shukchambuji, Jebache, and it's Jebesim Tianing, eh, or Chanju Mato for the Tongi Me, and eh, or this same D Karsavorda, and Jobalea, and Tushi, the Logging, somebody Tangili Jang, and it's Tebatang. Towa tan gawa dende shukchiji ngan shukchimbyo ngane ani o ta le sumba di jende chero chis.
So now we finished the second, and now we're going to repeat the final repetition. And for this final repetition, again, reinforce even further intense than before, and generating a unwavering faith towards the three jewels, and generating intense, very intense compassion, unconditional compassion for the mother sentient beings. And for this, and with this sense of intensity of altruistic, one should reinforce further that I must achieve Buddhahood right now, and right now, for this very right now here, this very moment, because I cannot bear the suffering, seeing the sufferings of other sentient beings. So this, when one develops a very urgent sense of, like, achieving the Buddhahood in order to purely benefit all dear mother sentient beings. So when, and with this sense, with this feeling within our heart, and that also transforms your heart into a perfect state of joyfulness within our heart, and for this one should also think that I will not let go, I will not abandon this state of mind, this altruist state of mind. Rather, I will uphold this mind until I achieve enlightenment. And this sort of commitment is important to keep in mind when we repeat the third repetitions. So the, at the end of the repetition of the third line, at the end of the third repetition, so it is important to feel that now the seed of bodhicitta is planted within my heart, or we should say now I receive the bodhisattva's vow. So this is important to acknowledge within ourselves.
Kunjo sumla.
Kunjo sumla.
Dagjab che.
Dagjab che.
Digba thamje.
Digba thamje.
Soso sha.
Soso sha.
Doye gela.
Doye gela.
Je rang. Sanje chanju.
Sanje chanju.
Yige song.
Yige song.
Sanje chedang.
Sanje chedang.
Cho chola.
Cho chola.
Chanju pardo.
Chanju pardo.
Dagjab che.
Dagjab che.
Rangshin thune.
Rangshin thune.
Rabdu che.
Rabdu che.
Chanju simne.
Chanju simne.
Che barje.
Che barje.
Chanju chogi.
Chanju chogi.
Simne che je ne.
Simne che je ne.
Simje thamje.
Simje thamje.
Dagi dundo nye re.
Dagi dundo nye.
Chanju jojo.
Chanju jojo.
Yon che barje.
Yon che barje.
Dola penje.
Dola penje.
Sanje du barsho.
Sanje du barsho. So now, like since we have received the Bodhisattva vow, therefore we should feel very joyful. We should be happy that I received the Bodhisattva's vow. So now with this we're going to make the uncommon request. So here uncommon request here refers to like the guru who is inseparable with the medicine Buddha, along with all the Buddhas of the three times, using as a witness that the guru impart me this initiation, so that I pledge that until my life ends, I will uphold until I achieve enlightenment, I will uphold medicine Buddha as my main principal meditational deities. So for this reason, may my teacher impart me this initiation. So that's the meaning of the stanzas that we going to repeat. So while we repeat, keep in those in mind.
So when I say the word, you guys maybe. Not going to understand the meaning, right? So just think about what I just explained. And when I say da, I will try to
say your name.
Say a little bit louder, and then you guys say your own name. Okay, so say three times. Lama Doji Zenpa.
Lama Doji Zenpa.
La Sokpa.
La Sokpa.
Choju.
Choju.
Sanje.
Sanje.
Changju.
Senpa
Thamje.
Dala Gongso
So. Da.
Say your name.
Chijewa.
Chijewa.
Tudine.
Tudine.
Sonde.
Sonde.
Changju Ningbola.
Changju Ningbola.
Chije Pardo.
Chije Pardo.
Jomdende.
Jomdende.
Menjila.
Menjila.
Bendaya.
Bendruya.
Oji.
Vegi.
Jabo.
Jabo.
Idam.
Idam.
Idamdo Teji.
Vidanju Teji.
Lobenji.
Lobengi.
Dala.
Dala.
Lungza Doso.
Lungza Doso.
Lobenji.
Lobengi.
Dala.
Dala.
Lungza Doso.
Lungza Doso.
Lobenji.
Lobengi.
Dala.
Dala.
Lungza Doso.
Lungza Doso.
That's a complete uncommon request. Now we should recite the seven limb prayer together. You guys have a seven limb prayer. Page 9, I think. Three times. Recite together.
Respectfully, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds as every type of offering, actual and imagined. I confess all my negative actions accumulated since beginning of time, and rejoice in the virtuous actions of all ordinary and noble beings. Please, Buddha, remain as our guide, and turn the wheel of Dharma until samsara ends. Through the merit created by myself and others, may the two bodhicittas ripen, and may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. Respectfully, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I confess all my negative actions accumulated since beginning this time, and rejoice in the virtuous actions of all ordinary and noble beings. Please, Buddha, remain as our guide, and turn the wheel of Dharma until samsara ends. Through the merit created by myself and others, may the two bodhicittas ripen, and may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. Respectfully, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I confess all my negative actions accumulated since beginning this time, and rejoice in the virtuous actions of all ordinary and noble beings. Please, Buddha, remain as our guide, and turn the wheel of Dharma until samsara ends. Through the merit created by myself and others, may the two bodhicittas ripen, and may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Now, turn to page 7. Going for refuge in generating Buddhicitta three times.
I take refuge in
the Buddha, in the Dharma, and the Sangha. By the positive potential I created by listening to the Dharma, my attend the Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. By the positive potential I created by listening to the Dharma,
may I attain Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened. The Dharma and the Sangha. By the positive potential I create by listening to the Dharma, may I attain Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings.
Oh, yeah. That's a complete seven limb practice or prayer and taking refuge and generating bodhicitta three times. That's part of part of preparation ritual or something like that. Mundo de kanga simba chen dang mushi gi jena chimba las ani ada samlo den de tang gures samlo ta ya de ani loma chera na thame ba ne be chur la ya ta di this is about dunya sam da de da thame ba ne be chur la ya ani chum de de menji la ja mel menji la yu ji ja bo che
So now with this we have finished all the preliminary requirements. Now for the actual part of this ceremony, for this one, please visualize that you yourself and the environment appear state of purity and visualize from the each one of us, like visualize from your crown of the head, where it says the medicine Buddha. Since there are seven medicine Buddha, the first one is the King of Excellent Science. That's the name of the first medicine Buddha, which sits on the crown of our head.
Ani chalu derabdo chume chalu che cha ye chujing ye thiri aru aru ra jeba dimbas cha ye be chujing ge cha je ge ani aru ra ge ani tongbo din de yoche e nyam sha ge te na benda ye lhungse la duje khang wan nambas ani da kundo tha ma se chugo nam sum peme pema da dawe den le an doji ji dung shu ba ani ten da beje yong to to ba de ku ji ju sung sam ba che ka da ju sung sam ba se ge do da de ji gom gor da to ga de Kundo tinga rabdo chungwe chalu je chaye chujin je tena arura jeba dima dina ma
chuta gyanze yang kundo karma rana
kare da
kundo karma rana
awo
chuyang gyanze yang
kare chesa na ya shugu jubshi ki jablo nungo zugu yor da Kyushik jablo nungo tsukdo.
Sange, tsingi, tsingi, me, ale, kena, pame, be, ne, 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 jiwo, be, jiwo, jundem, be, mengala, bindu, ewe, gundo, tinga, rabdu, chungwe, chalu, je, dirwa.
Now, okay. So, please visualize that, okay, so please visualize in our visualize that in our visualize in our ordinary self on the crown of our head sits the King of Medicine Buddha, who is in the form of who has all the enlightened major and minor marks of enlightened beings, and in the three types of monastic robes, and right hand in the gesture of giving the supreme protections and the and holds the Arura, which is the king of medicinal earth, and the left hand holds left hand in the pose of samadhi and holds a bowl filled with bindriya, which is the medicinal herbs. So this medicine Buddha sits on the cushion of lotus cushion. On top of lotus cushion, there is a moon cushion. On top of this moon cushion sits the medicine Buddha, who is in dark blue in color, which he has all those enlightened qualities, major and minor marks of enlightened qualities, and wears the three types of monastic robes. So visualize this.
So ale ne ta khanda elia ne dawadana je kabo tang elia ne nimadana je ma se ni ga ne jen tang je jema cha ni temu je ne mebe je bol ya ne chan temu je de khanda an chum de de me je la tong go sum ne rang che bol gong go res.
Yes. So at his right there is the essence of the essence of the moon deity, white in color, and his left, this essence of the sun deity, red in color, and both of those hands are in the both of their hands folded in the jewel hand. And adorns with the ornaments, and so with this visualize all those three medicinal deities.
Tadi gan le ya ani, ta lama, dina lama labdo te ta choga shinda dina lama ta dishi jeva dunya ya doya chine duksar go te dina ta ta thangi na shine dishi mangbo mewa chikinda.
So on top of this medicine Buddha, there's the king of excellent sign, Kundo Mamura. Kundo Hasuna.
Kundo Mabore.
Or red in color.
Kundo Mabo, E Chojin, Unyam Shachin.
The right hand in the posture of giving protection, and the left hand in the samadhi positions. On this medicine Buddha, on his crown of head, this is the next medicine Buddha, who is king of melodious sound, and the right hands. Right hands in the posture of giving a dharma, and the left hand in the samadhi positions. And on his crown, there's the next medicine Buddha, his name is the excellent gold, a stainless excellent gold, and again reddish in color, and both hands are in the samadhi postures. And on his crown, there is the medicine Buddha, supreme glory, free from sorrow. And on his crown, there's the medicine Buddha of melodious ocean of proclaim dharma. On his crown, there's the medicine Buddha of delightful king of
clear knowing, a supreme wisdom of ocean of Dharma.
Tadi te tamje ki ani namsa chue de chugu ani chugu ngume swe bache.
So all of those medicine Buddha's ways that three types of monastic robes.
That ten tamje je sambo kanga ge tene yoba. Kanda ani rang ge chole ya ani thalame chini shu yo yo sambe ani samlo tans.
And all those medicine Buddhas have the enlightened major and minor marks. And when we try to visualize, they are very much alive, very much alive, and try your best to have as clear, clear image as possible.
Tadene sondep chene, ta yage tenlene, ma sondep rere chene, ane ma 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 tim doye dhruko da. Tangpo tenle diyorwa, tangpo di ta nipal ma ten, nipal sumbal ma ten, ma 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 ten, kanta mele jebal ma ten yunga dhruko da. Sondep dende rere chene gogo dhruko da. Gogo re samgita.
So, now with this we have visualized, we stake the first medicine Buddha on a crown, and then we stake up to the seventh, right? One medicine Buddha above his crown and the next. So in this manner, we stake up those seven medicine Buddha, right? So now when we make this request, so the very top one dissolves to the next. And in this manner, each dissolves down to the next.
So the
master of ceremony will recite this words of request, and at the each, when he finished each request, we'll make a little pause, so that signifies that first excellent names, medicine Buddha dissolves to the next. So we will keep that pattern up to the seventh.
So okay, repeat after me. Okay, they have English, so maybe a little bit quicker. Otherwise, time's almost the. I'm in 11:30 already. So okay, repeat after me. Okay, to the Bhagavan.
To the Bhagavan.
Tathagata.
Tathagata.
Arahat.
Arahat.
Fully enlightened Buddha.
Fully enlightened Buddha.
I'm sorry. Fully enlightened.
Fully enlightened.
Buddha medicine guru.
Guru.
King. Di thangbo khare ani mele jabo thangbo lek do. Mele jabo de nge go takda de yor da. Thenle pa thenle de ya goli ay yor da.
Kanle ma dus ma chur da. Ya tu sha tara. Ani kan.
Actually, I already asked him. He said, "Tenle de go da thangbo." Tenle ba yung da beji jabo se de. Di shi dunge nanga thamad de thangbo dungo gor da. Okay, we already did some mistake. Okay, now repeat after me. Okay, to the Bhagavan.
To the Bhagavan.
Tathagata.
Tathagata.
Arahat.
Arahat.
Fully enlightened.
Fully enlightened.
Buddha renowned, glorious, king of excellent sign.
Buddha renowned.
I posted. Offer. And go for refuge.
Go for refuge.
Ta digi maathim sun sambache.
So excellent names, medicine Buddha dissolves to the next.
Now second repeat, okay. To the Bhagavan,
Bhagavan.
Tathagata,
Arahat,
fully enlightened, Buddha, King of Melody Sound, brilliant radiance of skill, endowed with jewels, moons, and lotus, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Ta digi digi sesan teme rinche tenle che rinche dawa tse ta rinche dawa de ani ma sesan teme ma temsung sambachi.
So the second dissolves to the third medicine Buddha.
Ta sumbadi de imbadi to the Bhagavan Tathagata
Arahat
fully enlightened, Buddha stainless excellent gold, great jewel, who accomplish all vows. I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Tadigi di chimbache rinchen ta ta angi lapshan diru ta angi de khawalle su tadi sumba de shival mathim sun sambache.
Now the third medicine Buddha dissolves to the fourth one.
To the Bhagavan. Tathagata. Arahat.
Fully enlightened Buddha.
Supreme glory. Free from sorrow. I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. Nadingi Shiva Dingawal Matim Sun Samache.
Now fourth one dissolves to the fifth one.
That is a centimeter.
To the Bhagavan.
Tathagata. Arahat. Fully enlightened Buddha melodies. Ocean of proclaimed Dharma. I prostrate, offer, and go refuge. Tadigdi Matim Sun Sambe Mabache.
Then it the fourth dissolves to the fifth one.
Next to the Bhagavan, Tathagata,
Arahat,
fully enlightened. Buddha, delightful king of clear knowing, supreme wisdom of ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, offer, and go refugee.
Now the fifth one dissolves to the sixth one.
The next one. To the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arahat, fully enlightened, Buddha medicine, Guru, King of Lotus Light, I prostrate, offer, and go for refuge. I think it's Sondev Dikanga Tsavata, right? That Ngamangama Matini, maybe Jabu Sanjay Mela Chibul Hade, rather Sanjay Mela Delian, Sawatabala Tene, any. Maybe Jabukule, you say part of Mabachung. Only Lapta.
So now, with this, like a six dissolved to the seven, now we have only seventh one, the King of Medicine Buddha, so who is in a blue in color. Right? So, by generating reverence to him, that calls. A light emanate, infinite light emanates from his body.
So all those
infinite life dissolves, comes to your crown or your head, enters into your whole body, and your whole body fills with his light. And all those light fills into our body, cause to cleanse all the impurities in our body, and therefore our body becomes like a crystal clear, clean.
Mahamela dhuva dharanja samongadi soha.